And I see your true colors shining through. Hello, everybody. I see your true colors. And that's why I love you. Oh, I know y'all can't take these vocals. So don't be afraid. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm sorry. I'm in a very colorful mood. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to Shangela, the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I don't know where y'all are. You may be on the treadmill. You may be on a bike. You may be walking children through nature. Who knows? But you are here listening with us to this podcast, this week's episode. So thank you. I love that you are here. I'm singing True Colors because I'm feeling very colorful. Like I said, rainbow even, because I've been spending a lot of time over the past few weeks celebrating prides in different cities across, you know, America, North America, the world. Honey, it's pride season. I've got a deeper love. Okay, y'all know I like to sing. So anyhow, joined today, I have my drag daughter, my friend. You may remember my friend from the Game of Thrones podcast. She's always got something to say. And I'm going to have to look at her with the good old side on. That's my daughter. Y'all welcome Liam Riley.
Happy Pride, everyone.
That's me clapping for him. I'm clapping for my daughter. I'm so glad you're here because you've been with me in a lot of this travel. And I want to talk to people about what it's like, you know, being a traveling diva, especially from RuPaul's Drag Race during Pride season and some of the experience that we've had. Because, y'all, we met so many, like, celebrities that I look up to so much. And I almost feel like a stalker sometimes. So we're going to tell you all about all that. But, Liam, where have we been?
From award season to pride season.
Hold on, why you sound exhausted?
Well, it went from award season straight into pride season. So we've been moving nonstop on the go. We started off in LA Pride.
But wait, what did I tell you when we finished last year, the 184 city tour? And I know if my friend Joella Puss is listening, she's rolling her eyes because every episode she girl, if you tell us one more time that you did a 184 city tour.
But we did.
Thank you. So in doing that, after I finished the end of that, I told Liam, what did I say about 2019?
We're going to have the year off.
And Liam, what happened?
We have not had a day off.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm a working girl, and Liam is too. So, that being said, we've been doing prides. Where we been?
Well, we started off at LA Pride, which was a lot of fun, and then we went straight on to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and then we went to Toronto, and then we went straight into a week festivities in New York World Pride.
Girl, Liam, do you even want to be gay anymore?
I think I'm a little prided out.
Girl, there ain't never such thing as prided out. How dare you? No, we love being gay, but it is a lot. This pride season, and it's not even over, but it's a lot of, you know, travel and wear and tear, but we have so much fun. And guys, what I want to tell you in this podcast is like how amazing it is to see when people all come together to celebrate, you know, acceptance and equality and love, and they get together and we're able to just see the joy in their faces, whether it's at a parade or it's at an event or it's at a nightclub. You know, it's cool to see everyone celebrating being gay or being proud of those who are gay.
A sense of community.
It is definitely a sense of community. And so in doing that, y'all, we went to one of my favorite experiences so far has been going to Toronto. We went to Toronto Pride and we worked with Skittles, right? Y'all know the brand Skittles, the candy, lovely. And we went over there and they had hired me to not actually officiate, but to host four LGBTQ2+ weddings. Okay, I got all the numbers and the letters in there. And we did that, four weddings. Wasn't that the coolest thing ever?
Yes, at the Skittles Hall of Rainbows.
Yes, I was up in there, girl. I was in my good old multicolored dress. I was fully Skittles out.
Skittle cakes, just Skittles falling out of the cakes, like just gay everywhere. It was so much fun. News press was there.
What was your favorite part?
Well, the first wedding definitely had me super emotional because it was the first one of the day, so we didn't get tired of it yet.
Oh,
but then
I literally
felt like a guest in the audience, and I was just like starting to cry. I was like, this is so beautiful.
Girl, I was thinking, Shangie, don't trip on this dress, number one. And number two, mama, you are not the bride. So get on, say something lovely, give them love, and get off and let these folks have their wedding.
She did look fabulous, though.
I did, didn't I, girl?
I loved it. It was such a look.
It was, and you know what, Skittles, it's nice to see like corporate brands. A lot of people go, oh, you know, Pride's becoming too corporate and all that. But I love to see when a major brand like a Skittles or a Macy's or anybody celebrates Pride saying like, We're a company, but our entire company stands for equality and love. And we will stand up against those. You know, we may lose a couple customers who ain't gonna buy no more candy from us because we said gay is in play, honey. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I like it. Like, if people can get mad at it all they want, but in my opinion, it's better that they step out and say something rather than not saying at all.
Exactly.
So I think visibility is really important, especially during this time, during like the movement, that everybody just needs to come out forward and just show support, and it's not going anywhere. So.
And trust me, y'all, we ate the Skittles.
We did.
We had a whole box. They gave us a whole box of Skittles.
Yes. And exclusive really cool. Just to Canada also.
That's what I was going to say. They had come out with Skittles that were like colorless. Okay, they were colorless. They were white.
They called them colorless.
Yeah, because they said that the only rainbow that mattered during Pride season was the gay rainbow, which was kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I thought it was very different. So instead of just blasting the rainbow, everybody there were like, we do this 24/7 all year long. We're going to take it away for a minute and give it back to the community that it belongs to.
And see, I'm not always a Skittles eater. I don't eat actually a lot of candy at all, except those little trolley gummy worms. You know,
ooh,
the little sour.
Swedish fish.
See, no, I can't do that. Those get caught up in my teeth.
I like Swedish fish.
Girl, I'll be chewing all day.
You're a popcorn girl.
I am a popcorn girl. Now that I do love, bitch. I can go through a whole bag. Yes. So we had a great time in Toronto. Another part of that amazing time in Toronto was on the second day we were there, we got to be in the Pride Parade, right, with Crave. Crave is like a
Spectrum.
Television network. Like the U.S. version of Spectrum, per se, right? And they're actually going to be carrying the Canadian version of Drag Race later on in the year. So
Woo! That's
some info for y'all. Hallelujah. That being said, we rode with them in the parade, and they were like, Shangela, do you have anything Game of Thrones? Excuse me? who is not familiar with the Shangela persona, the Shangela brand? Who didn't watch All Stars 2? They had to ask me if I had anything that happened to be Game of Thrones.
Did they not listen to the podcast?
Baby, even if they did, let me tell you how the Lord works, okay? The theme for their, because they're going to be carrying Game of Thrones on the network, so the theme of their float was Game of Thrones. And they had hired a drag queen to be Sansa, and they hired this guy to be Jon Snow, and they even had a huge life-size dragon build. I'm going to go to my Instagram. I swear you can scroll. You will see pictures of me as Daenerys. You know, I showed up full-on Daenerys. I don't care if they killed her off on Game of Thrones. She lives. Within me, I feel like Numbo Negajawea Nova Mugabawea. That's he lives in you.
I don't know,
girl. That's from The Lion King.
No,
maybe it wasn't. I
think Beyonce
it was a
movie.
Rock. The Beyonce. Well, I'll call it that too. That's fine. was that in He Lives in You? He lives in me. It's a classic drag number. The girls used to always have that. Now, you do a safari-themed drag number at the pageant, they would do He Lives in You. Ask Bibi Zaharabanay. She did it one year. I promise you.
Yes, work.
That being said, we're up on this float, and it was so much fun. The only thing that got me right on together, y'all. Y'all ready for this one? This is what got me right on together. And I want you, if you're listening, you may want to turn the volume up two notches. Just press the little button two times because I want you to hear this one. I'm on the float as Daenerys. So I don't look exactly like Shangela. You know, I got a platinum blonde wig. You know, I still look like me, but I look like Daenerys me, right? So I'm up here on this float, and two of my requirements are suggestions, things that I ask for on a float. Let me have a microphone, and let me have signage somewhere on the thing that says Shangela. So you know who's on the float. When you see the float coming, here comes Shangela. Either you see the name or you hear me. One of the two. Well, the signage, it was Game of Thrones. So there wasn't like an easy fit for just like, hey, and Shangela, featuring Shangela. So, okay, got it. No signage. But I had the microphone. And Liam, before the parade started, was I going in on the mic?
Yes, we were having so much fun. We were doing mic checks. We were singing. I think we posted something on your story where you were doing like karaoke to Beyonce as Daenerys.
Thank you. Thank you. It wasn't karaoke, Liam. I was singing for real. Oh, yeah. I guess that is karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so we were doing all that on the mic. All of that.
Well, the one thing is they gave the participants and those who were on the float, like employees and different people, water guns. And so as we're riding, they're shooting these water guns off. Well, they ended up shooting the water guns, and all the water landed on the microphone and shorted the mic out. So right as we turn the corner to start the parade, I'm on there like, hell.
Cut.
Dead silence. So the poor technician is trying to like rewire things and shake the water out the mic. Baby, no. So I had to ride the entire parade with a great float and a great company. I loved Crave and everybody who worked there. I loved the float. The float was amazing. But it was hard for me because there I am as Daenerys on a full-on Game of Thrones float with a dragon. You see it coming. You're like, well, here comes Game of Thrones and Black Daenerys. They had no idea what Shangela. So I would watch people's faces like waving, and all of a sudden they would notice it was me and be like, oh my God, is that Shangela? And I couldn't even say anything from the, I just could like put my fingers to my lips and blow kisses and be like, you know, mouth hallelujah.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby. Hallelujah, baby. Thank you, baby. But it was still fun. And I think we rolled that fun right into New York City World Pride Week.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have ever, most of you, I'm guessing, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have been to a gay pride before, or at least are interested in possibly going to one because, you know, I'm gay. And if you listen to me, either A, you're gay, or B, you're down with the gay. Okay. So that being said, you may have gone to a pride before, but I don't know if you've been to World Pride. In New York City, I think it was 3 to 4 million extra people came to New York to celebrate World Pride. Now, World Pride is something that happens in a different city every year, every other year. They celebrate World Pride, where, you know, people from around the world come to this one city to also celebrate Pride. New York City was the host this year. They did an amazing job, but the parade was 3 hours long. Okay.
Oh my God.
3 hours worth of waving, smiling. But baby, let me tell you something. If any diva had a good time, it was Shangie Angie.
We did have a great time.
We did. And let me tell you what saved the day. Because we were probably 2 hours late in starting the actual parade. And y'all, I was on time. Let the record show. Liam.
She was on time.
I was on time. Baby, because they had so many participants, the parade continued getting moved back in time. I almost starved to death. Because I was so busy getting in drag that morning. I had like a shake, like a breakfast shake. And I'd be like, I'll eat lunch later. Bitch, I hadn't had nothing to eat, and I was about to faint. Thankfully, one of my friends, Miss Ella, went down. She took my credit card and hit it to the Wendy's. She came back with what, Liam?
50-piece chicken nuggets for everybody.
I didn't even know. Did y'all know this? Did y'all know Wendy's can do a 50-piece nugget?
On a platter.
It was a platter of nuggets. She brought a platter of nuggets back. Now, she had 2 sauces. That got me, though. 2 sauces for a platter of nuggets. I was really confused. But we shared and we had a lovely time. And going through the streets of New York City and seeing the people and waving and being able to sing Uptown Fish on the mic and having a mic and waving, having a clack hallelujah fan and seeing so many amazing people. My sisters Willem was in there and Peppermint was there.
Andy
Alyssa,
Cohen.
Andy Cohen and all the housewives. It was like
yes.
a throw up of
a
housewives.
Reunion.
Yeah, it was a reunion show of all the seasons, of all the different franchises. The divas were there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a great time. My favorite part was when Kitty Girl came on. TBH.
Oh yeah, and they were all like singing. Yeah. Step aside, I'm back.
Yeah,
here.
As we were going down the street that Stonewall is in, and it's just like tighter to the audience that are on the side. So it just felt like we were in the middle of just one giant festival parade.
Concert. In my mind, it was my concert.
It was amazing.
All those 4 million people showed up for my concert.
The perfect way to end like the busiest week, though.
I know.
Literally from Toronto, when we got off the plane, we went straight to an event.
We did. We were working. We were doing press and all that. And one really cool thing, y'all, that I have to tell you about was the opening ceremony for World Pride. That happened at the Barclays Center. And the Barclays Center, like I'm from Texas, so in Dallas we have the American Airlines Stadium. It's huge, and that's what this was huge. What 14,000 plus people?
Oh my God, filled up.
It was so full, and it was like amazing to see all those people came out to celebrate the opening of World Gay Pride in New York City. And I performed along with Evie Oddly, Alyssa Edwards, Alaska
Bob
the drag queen. All of us were on stage and did like a number, which was really cool because they all kind of did them. We all did them all back to back and then did this closing thing with, oh my God, my friend Mark from, who does the, you know, cut to the feeling wig reveals, the wig under
yes.
wig under wig under wig under wig. Y'all know Mark. So that was so much fun. And then backstage, y'all ready for this?
Here's the tea.
We ran, you know, with celebs booked on the show too. You know, as popular as we are, I don't consider us no celeb. I tell you who celebs were there. Ciara was there, and Whoopi
Chaka
Goldberg,
Khan,
Chaka Khan,
Cyndi
Lauper, and you know it's Shangie, okay? So one thing that I was like, oh, I'm going to get me a picture.
We know how to run up on a few people.
We will roll up. Well, we live. Let me tell y'all, I rolled up on, okay, so Cyndi Lauper is backstage, right? And Cyndi is having a conversation. Cyndi Lauper is there and she's having a convo with Chaka Khan behind stage. Now, I just came off stage and bitch, when I tell y'all, we twirled, I mean, 14 backup dancers, myself, go to YouTube and type in Shangela World Pride and you will see the performance. My friend Dekel from Israel, he came and filmed the whole thing and edited it. It's lovely. It was a lovely experience, okay?
Amazing.
Thank you, Vincent, and all the World Pride people who booked us. But baby, when I saw Cyndi, and Cyndi, I can't quite click it. I love that. When I saw, I'm about to do it again, Cyndi, Cyndi Lauper and Chaka Khan having a combo, I was like, Liam, what do I say to you, Liam?
You're like, hold on, I lost my earring.
Yes, because we passed them, and that's when I saw them. And, you know, they're telling everybody, okay, move from backstage, go back to the dressing room. And I was like, I got to get this picture. And I tell Liam, get that phone, come with me, baby. So Liam is like, oh, Lord, here she goes. And so I'm like, the guy's like, where are you going, ma'am? I said, oh, baby, I lost my earring, baby. Mind you, I'm wearing two earrings on both ears. I'm like, baby, I lost my earring, baby. So I go back and cross by, and I'm like, I roll up on him, and I, you know, you have to be like double Dutch jumping rope. You know, you got to like find the right time to jump in so you don't, you know, mess up the ropes. Right. And be like, they give you that look like, Miss Thing.
Step aside.
I'm back again. So I'm like waiting. And then finally I saw like, I think Chaka took a breath or something. And I was like, I'm in. So I rolled it. I was like, excuse me, ladies. And you know, I'm in drag. I got the big hair on. Bitch, ain't nobody saying no to no drag queen. Okay. Not at a gay pride event. So I was like, excuse me, ladies. And they're both like, yeah. And I'm like, I just want to say that I love you guys so much and that you both have, you know, carved out such a legacy. And thank you so much for standing with us for so many years and continuing to walk with us as a gay community. You know, I'm giving my speech, right? Mm-hmm. And it's authentic. I love them so much. But I'm like, okay, they're looking at me like, okay, Chaka's got to go on. The man's telling, excuse me, baby, Chaka's got to go on. I'm like, wait, Miss Khan, excuse me, before y'all leave, do you mind if I get a quick picture with y'all? And there was that brief pause, like, now, okay, we back here in the dark. And what is this lighting about to be like? Mm-hmm. And, you know, celeb thoughts. Thoughts that celebrities have, right? But they were so nice. They were like, sure, baby, come on. Liam?
You just have to have it ready. So then up high angles and a flash.
Flash on, up high. Baby, don't tell me that my daughter don't know what's going on, okay?
We're ready.
We are ready. You're going to get the picture, baby. We're going to get the picture. So we did. I'm going to have to post it. When this airs, I'm totally posting the pictures, okay? Also, Sierra. So backstage, you know, Todrick was there. Todrick's my friend. I got a million pictures with Todrick. I know Todrick. We friends. Okay, I got Todrick's number. We could call it. Todrick going to be on this podcast as soon as he get himself back to L.A. Todrick, if you listening, baby, I know it's on an airplane or something. You better come on over here and get on this podcast, baby. Anyway, so Sierra came out in Todrick's number. And I was like, oh, my God, that's sickening. And Sierra was there. I'm like, oh, please let me. And then Sierra's backstage. And she goes on, and I'm like, excuse me. Now, mind you, I'm in my nice Pat Fields borrowed dress that, yes, I had wore with the pink and the lips and the vagina, whatever it was called, a vagina dress. I didn't even know it was vaginas. I thought it was just a design. Anyway, Liam is like, haha. He's laughing because he picked it.
Gorgeous.
So there I am running to the front row, and it's so nice. I'm so glad that I have fans who are so friendly and who have front row seats. They were like, Shangela, come with us, sit with us. So I literally rolled in the front row, me and my good friend Junior, and it was like Sierra was performing to me, y'all. And there was a part where she did point at me. She was like, I've been thinking about you. And she pointed right at me.
I saw.
You did. So that being said, well, Liam had a cute friend that was there, so she was preoccupied. She couldn't be on the front row with us. She was over there entertaining friends.
But I did watch Sierra, and she was lovely, girl.
She was so good.
Oh, my God.
She
level
was
up.
Like, present. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, anybody who knows me?
No.
Y'all know I live for Level Up. Y'all know I live for Level Up. And so I did the whole choreo in the audience, of course, with them. I would love to have been on stage, but nobody called me. But that's all right. They will call me next time.
She almost tried to run up, but then security grabbed her.
That's true. They did. They said, whoa, miss. That being said, Sierra had to come backstage. So Liam and I know if you want to get them, baby, get them when they come right backstage before they go to the dressing room. Because if the dressing room door closes,
your opportunity is missed.
It's a wrap. So we saw Sierra in the hallway. She was over there taking a picture with Todrick. And, you know, loud country-ass Shangela come
from the back,
from
all the
back.
Way the back of the hallway.
Miss Sierra, did you level up, girl? Did you level up, girl? I was screaming down the hallway. You don't drag, honey. You can get a lot, go away with a lot when you're in drag. So she's like, oh, girl, come over here. You have to get in this picture. Well, you know, that's all she had to tell me. And then here come my mother.
Oh, my God, yes. All the way in the back of the hallway again, Alyssa.
Here comes Alyssa from that house. Miss Sierra, girl. Yes, mama. Yes, ma'am. Miss Sierra, girl. So me, Alyssa, Tawdry, and Sierra have this really cute, amazing photo in the hallway, of course. We got it before she went in the dressing room. In the hallway. And then I looked at her and said, Sierra, I love you so much. I just want to say thank you so much for all you do. And you are so amazing. And she was like, thank you. No, thank you. You are so fabulous. I was like, thank you, Sierra. And then I was like, Sierra, and I live for Level Up. And y'all, no lie. This woman broke right into the choreo. You know, the one hand that's twisting around the other hand with the fingers all together in a hard-shaped blade. If y'all are cheerleaders, you know what blades are.
Yes.
Baby, and I did it. I did it for about, what was it, about 8 seconds.
Yes.
8 good seconds. We did Level Up together, y'all. I wish I had video.
And but nobody got it.
No, you didn't get it.
I was all the way in the back.
It's true. She was. She was running. Junior's fault. Junior, my good best friend Junior, was standing right next to me and was so caught up in the moment. He didn't take no, I said, Junior, he goes, oh my God, can you believe that happened? I said, I know. Did you get the picture? No, I didn't. Oh, damn, June. Anyway, it was a great night, and all the girls who were backstage, I set up my podcast equipment in the dressing room. So we got them all on, as many as we could. We were snatching people left and right. Even Vivacious, honey, was there, and we got an interview. So stay tuned right now for some exclusive behind the scenes from the dressing room podcast with Alyssa Edwards, Evie Oddly, Alaska, Vivacious, Bob the Drag Queen, and more. Check it out. We are backstage at World Pride. If you hear any background, that's because we are in the dressing room, and I have rogue rolled through with two microphones to catch all my divas, my sisters,
yes,
my friends.
Yes.
And right now, I'm here with the one and only Miss Bob the Drag Queen.
Dun, 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 dun. This is where you put an applause sound effect.
Oh, I'll do it. I can do it right now. Just...
You kind of like the sound of grease frying.
Bob, you're in New York City. This is your hometown.
This is it.
Well, you know, for a good hot minute.
Yeah, I've lived here for 11 years.
Oh, so no, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, yeah.
You have rolled your groceries down the street in a cart.
The cart. You got to get the cart. And any New Yorker that goes to, if you see someone on the train with groceries, they just moved here. Because they still going to Trader Joe's. Once you live here a while, you give up. You start going to the raggedy grocery store in your neighborhood, girl.
Bob, you are going on stage super soon. What are you looking for at New York City Pride? Are you worn out because there are so many things going on?
It is exhausting. It is a little bit exhausting, but it's fun. And this is, I'm not religious, but this is a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Of what we get from doing Drag Race. You get to, people don't realize how much it really elevates your platform. And I'm at Barclays Center. Last time I was here, Madonna was on stage and I was in the audience.
Oh my gosh. Wait, which tour was this? Which concert?
Rebel Heart.
Oh my gosh, I saw that one. That's the Bang Bang
strippers.
Shot You Down when they was on the couch.
This is when Madonna comes down in the cage and she has the fan and she's killing all the people.
Yes!
Yeah, sickening.
Oh, delicious. If you were to do a move like that, if you were to do a performance like that, what would be your ideal thing? No limits. If you had an ideal thing to do in a performance, what would you do?
I want to dress the size of the stage, and I want people underneath it, but I want their hands to come out of the dress and do Gaga's applause.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I want someone to come hand all the hands purses, and it goes in a purse first.
Bitch, you have thought about this.
Girl, this ain't my first time at this rodeo.
I live.
So we are going on stage.
Yes, we got to go. We got to go.
All right, bye.
I love you. Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Okay, I'm here, y'all, with Alaska Thunderfuck backstage. Yes, you already know. She has a new album coming out. Alaska, you just came off. How you feel?
I felt so nervous.
Like, me too.
I'm not. I know that you're used to playing stadiums, so that sort of crowd is normal for you. But like that's very like strange because usually I'm very focused on like just grabbing people in the audience and and so this was like I just have to like do all these fucking dance moves that I just learned yesterday and like.
But let's talk about it. You did the dance moves.
I did a couple.
You got lifted.
Yeah, I did a
you
couple.
Came through like Cleopatra, Billy Porter at the Met.
Billy Porter moment, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And
of
in
course.
Addition to that, when I was standing in the back, because, you know, I was nervous too, and I told the girl, where's my microphone? I don't have a microphone in hand.
Oh my
God. They were going to start the show. I was freaking out.
Oh my
and
God.
I look on stage, and you come out, and you had that rainbow outfit on, and the way you were marching with you putting shoulders back all sultry. Aww. I said, she trying to find Trey tonight?
Pride comes but once per year.
Oh, hallelujah. But you're married. Well, not officially married, but you have a boo, don't you?
check the receipts.
Ow, honey. Ow.
You know, why? That, why are you asking such personal questions? Is that the kind of podcast you're doing? Yes. You're doing personal exposés.
No, ma'am. If I want to do an expose, I'll pull my titty out. But let me ask you this. You have a new album coming out. What
it's out. It's fully out. It's called Vagina.
Yes.
And it's on iTunes and all streaming platforms, but I get more money if you buy it on iTunes, so
well,
I suggest that.
Excuse the beauty while I go over here and push purchase.
Excuse the beauty.
You saw that video, the girl. I live. What's your favorite song on the album?
Well, right now, I mean, it's Pride because we just did it and it was huge and it's Pride season. It's World Pride.
And you do that. You have Vivacious come out in your performance. That's epic.
Oh, I'm just... She's such an earth angel and such a blessing. And I'm just, like, so grateful and that she came and did it.
Well, I won't keep you because I know you have a show tonight. Now, you have been not only performing, you're also producing now. You did the pageant in uh-huh. L.A. Yeah. Who was crowned? Who won?
Abora.
Abora from Dragula?
Yeah.
Come
crossover
on.
Fish.
Ain't mad at a crossover, bitch. Collect all the checks. Collect
yes,
all the checks.
Girl.
What else you want to do? If Alaska had her dream job, because you got many, but if you could pick one that you haven't done yet or that you may be doing soon, what would that be?
Gorge, we're doing it. You know, I mean, this is my dream job. We're doing it. Like, getting to do drag, getting to, like, make shows and, like, do that. Like, that is the fantasy. It's what I want to do. So, like, I'm glad I get to do it.
Any place in the world you'll never go back to?
Because
you've been all over. You ever have an experience somewhere you were like,
Any no,
food
I mean,
somewhere you don't like to eat.
I don't, that I don't like?
No, food.
A Cracker Barrel. I don't like that. I don't care for that. Oh, they literally don't have a single item on the menu that doesn't have bacon in it. Like, it's
That's
all
right.
meat. I'm a vegetarian. The potatoes have bacon in it. The water, the ice water has bacon in it. Like,
Is
it's
it hard to
pork
find vegetarian? Because I remember when I was on tour with Courtney once, she had a Happy Cow app. And
yeah.
everywhere we went, she'd be like, ooh, Happy Cow said I got to walk 14 blocks to get
yes,
a meal.
Love it.
How do you find vegetarian food?
We rotate between Thai food, Mexican food, and Indian food. So we're very gassy, but we're fed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Don't sit or stand behind Alaska.
And bitch, I'm wearing a rubber gown, so it stays contained.
But you are padded the house down.
I've never tried padding.
What?
Have you?
Mama, y'all can't see it, but I'm looking at this shape. Mama is leaned in, the elbow is in the crevice between the rib and the hip.
I just eat a lot of Chipotle, and, you know, I'm just, my proportions are just, I'm just so blessed, you know, just grateful.
Y'all have heard it here first. I'm talking to the blessed, blessed diva, Miss Alaska Thunderbuck. Sister, thank you.
Thank you,
Shangel. I love you so much.
We want to come, Willem and I want to come into the studio with you.
Let's do it. I want to cross over, too. I want to be the Abora of a podcast.
Okay.
I want to come over to the Race Chase.
I love it. Crossover.
Yeah, I got a lot of secrets. I was there a lot of times, so I got a lot to say.
Girl, I know. You've been on more seasons than anyone.
Well, hallelujah. I love
you. Hallelujah. I love you, too. Thank you.
Listen, I told y'all we was backstage. This is a rogue episode of Shangela, the podcast. These divas are getting ready, but I'm talking to the one and only, the two and only, actually, Britta Filter of New York and Jan Sport.
The Dolls.
Yes,
the Dolls.
The Dolls.
Oh, the Dolls.
The Dolls. Motorboat, motorboat, yeah. Motorboat.
D. We did an episode of Broad City together.
We did.
Y'all, was that the longest day ever?
The longest day ever, but the funniest day in the ever.
Am I allowed to swear on here?
Yes.
I never will forget when we were getting our drinks ready and you were like, we got to get something up in here. We got to get the Star Fox.
Yes.
And Shangela got us all together. She made sure she led the brigade.
That's
and
right.
She got us all together.
Drinking vodka sodas out of coffee cups.
We had a lovely time, didn't we?
The episode was a drag brunch and honey, we put the mimosa back into drag brunch.
Thank you. Okay. Wait, y'all do drag brunches. I do drag brunches too. What's your favorite part of a drag brunch and what is y'all like, ooh, I could have skipped that part of a drag brunch.
Oh, I love how everyone gets lit.
Yes.
Lit. They're all there to get lit. The thing that I don't like that much, you know, those bachelorette parties sometimes. You know, you gotta love the dolls, but sometimes
they
the
wanna grab you by your wig.
And also it's that wake up call. You know, if you got a show the night before, you get out of the bar at 3 a.m. you gotta wake up and paint in a couple of hours, go home and shower, do the whole business, and then wake up and do it all again.
Or just sleep in that face, honey.
Yeah. Baby, let me tell you something. I lived in Vegas and the person who could do that the best was India Farah. Because the club in Vegas didn't close. Her show could be like 4 a.m. She'd be like, and I'd be like, India, you gonna get out of drag? She'd be like, no. And then not see her in the dressing room the next day. She had one of those Narelle Cole shavers, and she was shaving over top of the makeup.
Come on!
That's a professional. She said, I made it, though, didn't I?
100%.
Y'all, listen, I love y'all so much. One more thing I want to ask you. What are you currently watching right now? Like, if you was at home, because you ain't usually at home, but what is it that you, a show that my listeners should probably get into?
You know, well, she's been working that Pride gig real hard, so she hasn't had time to watch that television.
Right.
Netflix, anything new on Netflix?
Post season two.
Yes.
I haven't had time to catch up with the new season, but I want to really get into post season two.
Go in, because the first episode is free online.
Yeah.
Come on now.
These are things that we don't know.
I love that. You know, I just started watching Game of Thrones. I haven't watched any Game of Thrones, and I just started, sis.
See, I had to get up out of my seat. I had to get up out of my seat. What are y'all starting at? One? You starting at season
starting
one?
Starting at one, season
completed.
One.
I'm completed.
You my homegirl. You yeah. my girl well, too.
That's it.
I love a novice girl Listen. Who wants to try better. That was me season two of Drag Race. I love it. I'm gonna have y'all on even more. I love y'all so much. I wish you all the best. Okay.
Thank you. We love you so much, Angie.
I love y'all. Back
Thanks,
day.
Sis. Hallelujah.
Ooh, y'all, I done snatched to the side Miss Evie Ollie, the winner of season 11, who just came off stage and did that. Oh, Lord, here come Melissa. Oh, Lord, there go my mother, Lord. You know how when your mama show up to the pageant. Okay, Evie, I'm so happy you're here. You just came off stage as well. Yeah. What? How did you feel?
Sweaty and proud.
This is the largest stadium. This is the largest crowd I've ever performed for. How about you?
I'd have to say same. I'd have to say same. It's really crazy. I've never seen that many, or I've never not seen that many people. Those lights were too bright.
I know, oh, baby. I was like, when I saw you though, because you did a number that was kind of neon. It had like these things that came. Where were you tucking those, girl?
Where I talk everything else.
I will not be touching or sniffing those strings later on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check YouTube for the performance.
I will be selling them, though, with 4 easy payments on Klarna. You can have.
See, I like that. She's a businesswoman and a professional. Evie, you just won your season. You know, looking back at it, you know, you get to the night that you were crowned. Were you surprised? Were you, what was going through your head when they said Evie Oddly and the TV showed it? Because they film a lot of different endings.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely shocked at the end of the day. Not shocked that it came out that way, just shocked that it was real.
Have you been feeling the love?
Oh, I've been feeling so much love. I'm ready for somebody to come up and like slap me in the face just to balance it out.
Oh, well, Bob is here. She tried to slap me earlier, so maybe she can slap you too.
Slapping people, breaking corsets. She's just here to tear us down.
What's the most memorable place that you've been to since winning so far?
I know this is going to be the lamest answer ever, but getting to be back at home for my city's pride was mm-hmm. so sweet. It was like coming home after war.
And that's in Denver, Colorado, right?
That is.
You know, I performed over there at Trax one time. Y'all stage is so high.
That's my home bar.
And the people are probably so high.
Yeah, I was going to say, the stage is so high, the people are so high, the tensions are even higher.
Oh my gosh. Girl, listen, I want to welcome you to the family. You know, your sister's been all around. I've been touring for the last 7 years.
Yes.
Is there anywhere you've always wanted to go that you haven't been to yet?
I've always wanted to go to France. That's like just a little aside. I've always wanted to because it's the one language I can half-ass speak aside from English.
Really? Je m'appelle Shangela.
Oh, oui. Comment ça va, Shangela?
Oh, no. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, bitch? That's all I got left.
I mean, oui.
Yes! Oh, wait a minute. I think I just asked her for sex. Oh, Lord.
That's true.
Listen, last thing I want to ask you, okay? As you're continuing to travel, as you're continuing to meet all these amazing people, what is the most special thing to you right now? You know, looking back, you won. That's amazing. But have you been able to do, because I know you have a great relationship with your mom. Have you done anything special for your mom yet? Has she been to one of the events or something that she hasn't been to travel?
Yeah, she actually came to Denver Pride. Her, my stepdad, I got to see all my family. So I'm just looking forward to the little moments I get to spend not in the hustle and bustle, because it makes it all that much richer when you do get to go back out again.
Now, for sister to sister, let me tell you, drink water, mm-hmm. get rest.
Oh, yeah.
Save some money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Save some money, because you never know when a dry day will come, so you always want to have a little something put back, okay?
Exactly. I'm trying to buy myself a nice box under the bridge, so oh. I'm
trying
under
to the bridge? Oh, she giving me old trolls. I love that. Well, I love you. I wish you all the best. Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you a big old hug. All right, and thank you for talking to me, girl.
Thank you for having me
Let me ask you one more question. If you go to a city, mm-hmm. and you are hungry, what kind of food is Evie looking for?
Honestly, I'm just looking for like the cheapest, grittiest thing. So I want it to look bad for you, and I want it to look like it's gonna break nobody's bank.
Like loaded nachos with jalapenos
and
red stuff.
Oh yeah, and if I can't find it, I just go for straight up eating hot sauce. That's breakfast.
Sister, when you sit on the toilet, I know you be burning.
I mean, but you just get it out that one time. Not one time, you're good for days.
You know what? One time I went to a person's house in Porto Alegre, Brazil, and the man had black toilet paper. I'd never seen that before. I had to put it on my Instagram. I'm getting you a roll.
That's so smart. I need it, girl. Either black or red.
Hallelujah. Y'all heard it? Red. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, Evie is going in. I love you. Have a great time on tour, sis.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
Yes. Yes. Come on. Y'all, real quick, I got Evie's. Tell me your name, baby.
Morgan.
Morgan is on here now. Morgan, you travel sometimes with Evie as well, right? Mm-hmm. Are y'all the people that are last minute to pack to get to the airport, or do y'all pack the night before?
We usually pack the night before because we're traveling like every day. But Evie, I thought she was going to be someone who like was very last minute about everything, but she's like extremely time conscious, which is something I've never seen her ever be.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna work on that. I love it. And tell me, what's one city also that you would like to go to you haven't been to yet?
Ooh, Manila in the Philippines.
You know, I haven't been there either. Now, that's one place I haven't been.
Yeah, they have like a huge drag following there.
Manila, if you're out there, baby, we coming one day soon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, and everything up, beyond, under, in between, here I am now backstage. Still, everybody's packing up their bags over there, people getting ready to go, and I'm over here just snatching people like, before you leave, baby, can you please come talk to me? I've got the one and only Mark. I'm going to pronounce this correctly, because you know I'll be putting all the extra Caneros and Maneros in your last name. Mark Mac.
Kane.
Mark
Kane Mora. Kanemura.
Kanemura.
Yeah. Mark.
Kanemura. Yeah, Kanemura. Yeah. What is your nationality?
Half Japanese. And then the rest is like Portuguese, Samoan, Spanish, Ukrainian,
Ancestry.
Irish.
Ancestry.com.
It's a mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, Mark is a trained dancer, a professional, but you may most notably know him for that, which I love looking at your Instagram because it is so happy and free. He has all the colorful wigs and rainbows featured in the Carly Rae Jepsen music video, Cut to the Feeling.
Yes, always.
And tonight we just came off stage. You performed Cut to the Feeling.
I did.
How is it being out there in front of so many people?
It was wild. It was crazy because it's like, you know, a lot of the videos I do are like in my bedroom. So
I've seen.
Yeah.
You will flip over that bed in a minute. You have fallen on that bed in a minute.
I have fallen, absolutely. So it's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm standing in front of my iPhone. So to go from that into like thousands of people, it's crazy.
Thousands on thousands. I didn't think that this stadium would fill up the way that it did for World Pride.
Yeah, it's wild. And the energy is so great here, which is amazing. Yeah.
When you're getting ready, because I love you have so many creative ways to showcase a rainbow.
Yeah.
What has been the most difficult to achieve? Because you jumped out of a pool.
Yep.
What has been the most difficult way that you've done it?
So I think my first Pride video was the most complicated because I was shooting it myself. So I was like wrapping myself in like this gigantic tarp with all of these balloons inside.
The
so
black
I had
one.
To like, yes.
Yes.
So I had to like stuff myself inside of that, open this tarp. The balloons were supposed to be like flying everywhere. Then there's all these reveals. So if anything went wrong, I'd have to start from the beginning again. So that like I started at like 8 in the morning. And I think I finally finished at like 4 in the afternoon. So it was like, it took forever.
But you accomplished it.
I did it. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. You have a partner.
Yes.
A beautiful man who's here with you tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Hey,
yes,
boo.
Yes, yes.
Question.
Yeah.
Do y'all live together?
No.
Okay, so no one comes home and is like, why is it the rainbow confetti all over my floor?
No, he's actually very supportive, though. Like, he's, like, he's standing on the side, like, watching or helping me, or he's actually in my next Pride video. So
oh, really?
He makes a little cameo, yeah.
Ooh, look at love. Love making a cameo. Yes. Speaking of cameo, do you do cameos where
sometimes
you record videos for people?
Sometimes I do, yeah. It just depends on, like, my schedule and if I have time. Because with the cameos, it's like, you know, I love to, like, get dressed up.
Yes.
I love to do reveals, confetti.
Well,
so
I
it's
do
like,
mine in drag,
like,
so, you know, I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. But
yeah,
I love them.
Yeah.
It is a production.
Yeah.
Let me, okay, one more good question for
yes,
you.
Yes.
Every question is a good question, but I love this.
Okay.
When, is there any other artist
yep.
that you would love to work with the way you worked with Carla? Is there anybody you like, you know what, if that phone rings and it's that person, yes.
To be honest, I felt like I did my dream job with Gaga. Like, mm-hmm. she was, like, my dream artist to work with. And, like, touring with her for, like, 4.5 years was, like, everything I could have wanted.
Tour
know?
Life can really wear you out, though. You know, I did 184 cities last year.
It was crazy. Well, that's kind of why I stopped, was because I got burnt out. And mm-hmm. also, like, we were nonstop. We were doing, like, you know, tour into rehearsals for the next tour into another tour. And then on top of that, like, filming her music videos and all these appearances. So,
but now you teach
wild.
Kids
I
in,
do.
Like, international workshops at times
I do,
in
yeah.
different places. Like, what gives you the most joy when you're doing those workshops?
I love connecting with people, and I love giving them the space and the freedom to create and explore and experiment and to be themselves. You know, like, I try and be there to celebrate that with them.
It's Gay Pride. Yes. Has there ever been a time when you were fearful about being Pride? I mean, you work with a bunch of kids a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You have these videos that you record in your room, and then you have to walk out, you know, and be amongst the people. Some social media people can't handle the change at times. Has there ever been a time that you had to overcome being not proud of who you are as a gay person?
It's something that I have to overcome on a daily basis, just because I find that with these videos that I do, it's very hot and cold.
Yes.
So the reception that I get is either, like, absolutely love what you're doing, you bring so much joy, or what the fuck is this? You should die. I got HIV watching this. It's pretty extreme. So it's
that
for
is
me,
extreme.
It's
yeah.
really tough to, like, yeah, social media
what
can be.
What keeps you moving, though?
The positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I try and focus on the happiness and the joy that it brings people. I get a lot of really wonderful messages from people sharing that, you know, it's sometimes helped them through depression or it's helped them to come out. So,
well,
like,
Let me flood you right. That sounds bad. But I mean, let me flood you with love.
Thank you.
Let me flood you with positivity. You are out there doing it. And when you make those videos, it really does bring joy. I sit there, bitch, I will click. I will like. You know me. I will comment.
Yes.
I'll be like, Mom,
yes.
you did that.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you.
That means
you
lots
keep
to me.
Going.
Thank you.
I
appreciate
love you so
that.
Much.
Love you
Hallelujah.
Too.
Alyssa Edwards just finished watching her own performance in Living. Alyssa, come talk to me, baby.
When I tell y'all God is good all the time and all the time God is good, we're here at World Pride, Chaka Khan, Cyndi Lauper, Billy Porter, I just met his husband, beautiful person, Laverne Cox, Shangela, my daughter, sharing the stage, sharing a moment, all the Beyond Belief Dance Company kids. And a whole the whole House of Edwards family. Yes. This is what dreams are made of.
Yes, it is. Listen, you just came up. Let's take it to it. 1 second. We're going to take. Let's go meet Sierra.
I'm talking. Oh, who's out there?
Charlize.
Wait, okay.
Walk with us.
Interrupted. Push record. I was interrupted because Ciara came in here and needed some fishnet tights, and I had some that I loaned her. And
is that what happened?
Well, in my head, that's what happened.
Let's see if she.
And
I
now got.
Here.
If y'all can picture this at home to all the viewers, sometimes you got to use your imagination. I have on a baby pink satin chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
What is it called, Blake?
Pink.
No, what's this fabric called? Chartreuse?
Silk.
No, that
silk.
Ain't
that's
that.
Polyester.
Bitch, hold on. You was on Project Runway for a couple hours, but I have on chartreuse. That's what they sold.
Chartreuse?
Oh, Shamus.
Charmeuse.
Oh,
Shamus. Girl, she is. Girl, call it
baby pink. It was Rigor Mortis. I have on Shamus.
Alyssa, that crowd.
And it's lovely. And you know what? The people out there are all here. There's so much love in the room and life in the room. I really thought I was singing live tonight.
You did. Well, that was pink. You thought you were doing pink.
I thought I was belting out notes. that girls dream of, okay?
Where'd you get the costume made?
Huh?
Where'd you get that costume made that you wore for the World Pride?
I want to give a shout out to all the people that helped put me together. I want to start off with Perry Meek is truly a genius. True. I want to thank Joe Kwan from Joshin from Germany, who made my headpiece.
What?
I want to thank Marique Richard, who made my coat, who saw my vision as Elvis Presley meets Lady Gaga, Grace Jones, and Alyssa Edwards all tied into one.
Man, you saw the video.
I'm not finished, baby.
Oh, Lord.
And
hallelujah.
I would like to thank most importantly, besides God, is I would like thank Alyssa Anderson, my makeup artist. You know, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. But what she put on my face is a whole lot of beauty. And it's the Alyssa Edwards palette. And
yes.
I got one more thing.
Oh, Lord.
I got one more thing.
You know, I'm leaving the building. I'm going to let Alyssa handle
this. Got one more thing. Who else is? Hold on. I want to
get shoes
on.
Oh,
my gosh. The Dance Moms. Yes. The Dance Moms. Do y'all know they glued every Swarovski stone on that?
On what? Because these are listeners.
That's my headpiece.
Yes, yes.
And then on the bodice over there, they glued all them beads on.
Okay, now you just watched the performance. How did you feel looking back at it? Because you came through with all the Beyond Belief divas.
We had a rough tech rehearsal today.
What's up?
Because I was feeling nervous. I just didn't know if it was going to deliver the way I thought in my head. I seen it, and it was executed lovely and delightful. As a matter of fact, I got lost in the number watching them.
They were beautiful.
It was very special. And that's what this moment is about.
It is. It's World Pride. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been to New York before, but have you ever been in the parade before?
I've been to World Pride with you. Did you forget Toronto when we performed in the rain?
Yes, but what about New York City? Have you ever been at New York City
The very
Pride
first
in the
gay
parade?
Event I ever went to when I was 19 years old, 18, was New York City Pride. How about that? A little gay boy from Mesquite, my first gay event.
Who did you come here with?
I came with my Uncle Bobby, and I said, hold up. This is a whole lot of stuff. And he said, Justin, do you think you could be gay? Well, maybe I'm bisexual.
Yeah. Well, where is the woman? Find this woman. Find that woman. I want to find that woman right now, wherever she is.
How about that? She was bisexual.
Yeah, with yourself.
She was bisexual. And I didn't really know what was going on. And I was here, and I took pictures with all the gays. And I went back, and I told my granny when I got back to Mesquite, granny, there were gay people everywhere. And that was back in the day when you had to take your film to Kroger to get developed. And I took my film and got developed. She took me and we were in the car. And she said, Justin, can I see your pictures? And I said, Granny, I'm nervous to show you the pictures.
Oh.
And she said, show me the pictures. And I flipped the first one over and she said, okay. In her head, she was going, I see where this is going.
Uh-huh.
And then we sat for, you know, a good 20 minutes and just quietness. She flipped through all the photos.
Alyssa,
and she
I have a question for you.
Because
Granny was there, and I'm very close to my granny, too. Mm-hmm. How proud is she of you about this new venture that you have with Anastasia Beverly Hills and this makeup palette?
Baby, my granny is proud when I wake up.
Yeah.
I ain't got to have no palette, no drag, no wig, no nothing. She's like, you made it and you did it your way.
But for when you look at all the people who are posting and tagging you and the creative stuff
that
you're doing.
Oh, she loves it.
Yes.
My granny is 8. She said, Justin, I saw you dressed up like a woman with the makeups that you got. You produced a makeup line.
Yes.
She thought I produced it.
You kind of did, though. You worked with Anastasia to develop those colors.
But my granny thinks it's like, baby, just I done opened a whole new damn business.
Yes.
She said, Justin, I saw your new makeup line that you have, you know, developed, and your granny would like to have one of those. And I said, Granny, I'm going to send you one. She said, I don't know. You're going to have to come over here and put it on me like you used to do when you was a little boy. I said, well, Granny,
you used to put makeup on your granny?
All the time. My granny's a diva. Where do you think I got her from? She is a diva, a woman of the night, and a lady of the day. My granny is not to be toyed with. She came over hot rollers in her hair. I need y'all to listen to my stories, please.
Alyssa is now broadcasting to whoever is left in the dressing room. Our dancers are
here.
Thank
you, Vivacious.
Vivacious is here in the middle. We're going to talk to Vivacious before she's gone.
You know what? My granny would get her hair hot rolled and set, and she would come over, and girl, I would back comb a little bit and brush it out. Bouffant, she lived.
Yes.
She lived.
So you style hair now?
What? My granny's, yeah. And then one time she bought me a bunny rabbit when I moved in with her.
You had a bunny?
In the house, yeah.
Don't bunnies poop, like, did you have to clean it out?
So do cat and dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Hamsters.
How long did this last?
The bunny I had for a good minute. And it got out in the front yard, and then the chihuahua chased it, and I almost had a heart attack. And my granny said, Justin's too hyper. You cannot let the rabbit outside.
What was your bunny's name?
Baby, I don't know. Maybe Peter Cottontail or something. It was good. It had a name. It was a floppy-eared bunny, too.
I won't keep you long. You're doing an in-story this
keep
week.
Keep me long and now.
Okay, that's
you've been keeping me long for 10 years.
It stuck with me, girl.
And we did the rainbow, and I wore green. Shangie wore orange. And it was very special. And I think everybody was looking at me tonight.
Is that what you had said? Is that what the report was tonight?
They had told me when I got off stage, God is my witness, Beyonce's right in front of me on the wall in a picture, and Nicki Minaj is to my right. And, you know, Vivacious is to my left. When I got off the stage, they said, Mama, you was stunning.
Now, that's Mama, that was your team, though, that you brought with
no,
you.
No, that's Vivacious clapping right now. Vivacious, come over here, baby. Come on, put down that meatloaf. Come over here, baby.
We have catering. All of us are so
Vivacious.
Hungry.
I want you to attest what you saw in my performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Vivacious.
Hello, hello, hello. What a guan, everybody. How's everyone tonight? So let me tell you something. Miss Alyssa took the stage and... Girl, I got goosebumps. It felt like I was watching like a heavenly performance with you and the dancers. And the song was so strong and powerful. It was so fitting for World Pride. Like, you were tugging hearts, bitch. Yes. You were tugging hearts. And here's the thing. I felt that first when we heard the full demo for the reel.
Yes.
But then after you saw the video with the dancing and everything, it just pulled everything together.
It did, and there's so much heart and love in the room. Vivacious, you also performed tonight. You came out as a surprise guest in Alaska's Number About the Fans. You are legendary
yes,
for your
girl.
Fan work. How did you feel when you walked at that girl?
It's called Do the Vivacious, honey. That's going to be the new hashtag and the new what to do next time you hit a club, honey.
Because, you know, everybody got a fan these days.
Everybody got a fan. But you want to hear the funny thing is, I started the fan craze back in 1985 in the club scene, and it was me and five other black queens. 15 years later, when the Sound Factory shut down, a friend of ours that was a go-go dancer decided to take it to Fire Island because he used to watch me every week.
Uh-huh.
And then since he learned from me, he started teaching all the queens out in Fire Island. Then every single circuit queen started using fans from that point.
So, Vivacious, you started the fan
I started
work.
That. Yes, girl.
And here you are just a few years later.
Full circle, yes. Yes, I was 19, then I'm 21 now.
Vivacious, the question on everyone's mind, where is Ornacia?
Ornacia is doing what she's doing. She's spreading a love of Ornation.
I love it.
Yes, bitch. She is out there making a nation of Ornacia. That's what she's doing. She's actually packing right now to head to Seattle Pride.
I live. Well, you better work it out, and I love you so much,
thank
sister.
Thank you, Mama. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Love you.
Mwah. All right, sis. I told y'all that was a good time. I told y'all that was a good time. Liam, did you enjoy that?
Yes. My favorite part was behind the scenes when Sierra told me I was cute.
She did say that to you. She did say that to you. She did say that to you. She said I was nice.
Aww.
But you know what? That was a fun time, and Pride season has been amazing. And this season has been amazing. I want to say to everyone out there who's listening, thank you guys so much, because I know you go to Spotify, you go to Apple Podcasts, you go to Stitcher, you go wherever you find your free podcast, and you download this and you listen to it. So thank you for doing that and staying connected with me. I hope to give you so much more. If you didn't know, this is a wrap-up for our first season of the podcast, Shangela. We're going to take a little break, kind of like summer vacation. You know, I'm going to take a month off, and then I'm coming back in September with a brand new set of interviews and great people to chat with and talk to and share their life experiences and how they got to where they are so that we can all keep going and live our better lives. I'm going to take some time. I want to go out there and get more fit. I want to eat better. That's a journey for me. We're going to see what happens. I might even find a date. Who knows? So, you know, you can stay tuned, though. There's still a lot more projects. If you haven't been on Wow Presents Plus, the app, or gone there and watched the show Work the World, look, I think I paid, what, $3 for the subscription or something like that? Check it out, y'all, and I'm sure I'll be posting a promo code soon. Check it out. Work the World. It's a great show about our tour that we did. I was actually a co-producer and also entertainment on the tour. Liam's on the tour. Lots of girls. Alyssa's on the tour. Valentina's on the tour. Latrice's on the tour. Kennedy's on the tour. It just gives you an inside view of tour life, but each episode focuses on one of the specific girls. And Aquaria's there, Violet Tchotchke's there, Valentina, I'm sure I said. So make sure y'all check that out. And keep in touch with me. You know, I'm on Instagram. Even though I'm not on the podcast, you know, I'm taking a little vacay, I'm still on Insta. So you can send me a message, follow them at ItShangela. Liam is at Liam Riley CB. His drag one's at Bambi Wadley XO. Okay, look at me being a professional. Yes. I better know things. And Twitter and Facebook and all that too. So we want hope you guys stay in touch, and we'll be back strong, honey. And I'm talking about Serena Williams kind of strong when we come back in September with a brand new batch of amazing stuff for y'all. But stay tuned. And look, while we're gone, go back and listen to some of the ones either you missed or you even heard before or missed little things in, okay? And leave me a note. I love to get your feedback. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. What's that word? Subscribe. I think the word was subscribe, because that helps us all out. Hallelujah, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.